For the last 1 week, we are experiencing a series of events. This seems to be like the recurrence of what happened in 2009. And if you are aware that in 2021, we had a conflict, the communal conflict in Tombora, where we lost lives, properties. And from there, the government managed to at least bring the situation to calm. I think also the Sudanese society was involved to bring in peace conference to mediate between the two communities, which is the Balanda and the Azande.
Who is creating this insecurity there? I mean, I grew up in Western Equatoria, and during our time, we never witnessed ethnic tension, and we lived in Yambio peacefully. Who is creating these problems in Tombora, and why is it only in Tombora?
As you're aware, my brother, the two communities have lived in peace. They coexisted, intermarriage, going about their daily businesses together. And there has been no conflict. But all of a sudden, by 2021, this situation went out of hand. I don't want to tell you exactly who is igniting the situation. Some nuclear elements are the ones actually fueling this situation in Tombora. But when you come to the community itself, you will find that the local community, the peasants, they are just peaceful and living together. But however, no arrest has been made. All the situation, no arson been made. The killing of the trader, the bodyguard, even the disappearance of the priest, no arson been made. But what happened now, we have moved...
Why?
Could you find out.
Sorry for interrupting. You said the bodyguard of the governor was killed, and a police officer who went to Sosibu to bring cassava flour was also killed, and no arrests were made. Why?
The reason given by the security is they are getting more information from the local community about what's happening. So I think the community is very shy to come out with the mention of finger-pointing somebody who is in the atrocity. However, they are still there doing their best to find out they bring the perpetrators. So I think there are less information coming from the community to point finger legislative individuals, given that the community itself is armed, so people also are getting shy to reveal information.
You are in charge of law enforcement in Western Equatoria State. This is in your docket. What is your office doing to de-escalate the situation in Tombora? It sounds a little bit complicated than what we are seeing on the surface, but something has to be done because these two communities cannot be on each other's neck forever. What is your office doing to de-escalate the situation?
Yes, I think we are working around the escalation situation in Tombora. As I put it to you at the beginning, before I led the delegation to Tombora, we send a number of forces to go there to beef up the security. Secondly, I led the delegation to Tombora. We sent another team of protection to go to Tombora. And then even today, the other team have left for Tombora. The forces in Tombora were very less, and then you have to boost security by sending more numbers of police officers and the operating officers to go to Tombora. So I think all what we are doing now is to boost security in Tombora to enable the police officers to do their work, because where there is no security, if the police cannot go like about 5 miles away from the town center, so you're not be able to do his work. So we are boosting the security around in Tombora so that the police and other agencies do their work to find out what's happening exactly.